I was starting to realize why Allie felt the need to find new friends. Ryan and Renee were fun, but they were kind of naive. Stuff like this didn't happen in any of our houses. I tried not to stare at the ceiling, but I had this totally helpless feeling there was nothing I could do for her. It made sense why she wanted to go outside. Couldn't hear it from out there. I'll bet this is abuse, I finally managed. You could tell the police. He's not molesting you, but he's like using you. Gross. I can't, Allie said, shaking her head. I could never tell this to Chief Bowen. You're scared it would get all over school? I was thinking of Ryan and Renee. She shrugged, then nodded like she wasn't really hearing me. It was hard to hear anything but that stupid banging. But one noise did come through. Another door closing from downstairs. We could barely hear it, so they obviously didn't hear it. Oh my God, Allie said, standing up. It's my boyfriend. How the hell am I going to explain this? She let out a sob, and I pulled the cigarette from her hand, scared she would drop it. I could hear heavy steps on the stairs, around the noise from the top floor. I kept thinking they would hear these footsteps and stop their racket, but they didn't. Finally, the bedroom door swung open. My heart was in my throat for her. I was half expecting to see Creed. The light switch clicked on, and I think my jaw dropped onto the bed as I stared. The last person I was expecting to see was Beau Richardson. His eyes were as big and black as usual, but out of his mouth came a mild, "Hey." He looked all concerned at Allie, but didn't even seem to notice me. I looked down and saw the tip of a knife handle sticking out of his belt. He was wearing a white t-shirt, cut off at the waist, and a huge jean jacket and a bandana around his neck. He looked big and kind of dangerous. I heard Allie sniff and turned to see her attempting a grin. "Welcome to my house," she sputtered. His eyes shot up to the noise and then back down again. He didn't even blink. "This is the thing? The thing your mom does that you were afraid to tell me?" She nodded, sniffing again. I figured him being a boon that stuff like this went on in his neighborhood all the time. I guessed a minute later that I was way wrong. He turned and left the room, and I heard him clomping up the stairs. I shut my eyes as Allie dived her head into my lap. I could not believe this couple was up there doing the nasty, banging off the walls, and Beau Richardson was climbing the stairs like taking them on was nothing. The banging stopped. I heard Mrs. McDermott scream and the man's voice holler. Then Beau's voice.
"Hey, shut up! Don't give a shit, I'll throw you out the window, asshole!"